All right, welcome to the podcast of penis.
Yes.
This podcast is all about penis. We got Courtney, Miss Courtney Penis over here. We got my wife Penis over here, and I am the main penis. And right now I don't have like a shirt on because it's fucking hot. I've been like trying to get like a tan, so like I'm not like a two-tone dumb motherfucker.
Can you pass me a blanket?
No.
My feet are cold.
Jesus Christ. Fucking like I like wake up to like some fucking crazy sound. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And like I look up at the vents and like it's like a whirr. I'm like running out to the fucking thermostat. Because I know for a fact that my wife did not dare touch my thermostat. And of course she did.
And she did, didn't she?
She thought she had... So she's so lucky that she was gone. Because I would have beat her right there.
Oh, I missed out on that?
Yeah, you missed out with a beating of my penis.
Aww.
Penis beating. So this is the Penis Podcast. Welcome. We talk all about penises and thermostats and...
Penis.
And more penis. Oh, Courtney is so confused. She's like, what the fuck is going on? She's like, but just roll with the punches, I guess.
Yeah, I got birth control.
Yeah, Courtney has birth control, so you can come right inside of her. You can like blow your loads all inside Courtney.
You have to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Supposedly, I have to wait 2 weeks.
So. Don't even wait those
but
2 weeks.
It's in there.
You know, hit Courtney up. You know, she doesn't have an Instagram or Twitter. But hit her up and just, you know, find my email, humanpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, and be like, hey, I would really like to take Courtney out on a date. And I'm like, send me a size of your dick or your penis. And then we'll go from there. And then we'll rate your dick on the podcast. And if you live close enough to Courtney in California, then she might go out on a date with you.
But it has to be a really nice, really nice.
Yeah, you don't have to be a nice dude. Oh, you just have to have a nice dick. That's the whole thing. You know, you have to have such a nice dick, it might even just get through that.
If you're going to send pictures of your dick, it needs to be a nice dick.
Or show me your cunnilingus skills. Show me your pussy eating skills. Like, get a peach, like, cut it in half, and fucking eat that peach with only using your tongue. If you show me that, oh man, I'll pass that along. And you can blow loads in Courtney all day long. As long as she says it's okay.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Courtney's like, fuck. Did I get on a second dating show?
That seems like a lot of work.
I mean, not really. Send me a picture of your dick. And we will go over it on the podcast.
You're just trying to troll for dick pics because no one sent you any.
Oh, trust me, I've seen more dicks than you'll ever see in your life, Courtney. Are you kidding me?
I'm saying that no one sent you any.
Yeah, because no one listens to the podcast. Actually, there are a few people that listen to the podcast. I write in. How the fuck did you find this podcast? Honestly.
Exactly. Like, I was looking for it, and it was so hard for me even to find it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, like...
I tried to find it on the other site that you had it on. What was it?
Stitcher, Spotify, and iTunes.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I couldn't find it on both of those.
Good. I was
able to find your other one really easily.
Argue This.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Argue This is super fucking popular for whatever fucking reason. I don't know why. I get emails about Argue This, be like, hey, would you like to, you know, have your podcast on our platform? I'm like, no, fuck off. Like
really?
I do not advertise my podcast whatsoever to anything. I don't put it on Reddit. What?
I saw a College Humor video of a chick who took dick pics, and by taking dick pics, she dressed up erect penises in like little doll clothes, and it was amazing.
Yeah, that's whose stand-up bit is that?
Love that. Like, with the little trench coat and a hat and tie, like, and one had a mustache.
Yeah, no,
it was cute.
I feel like it was, like, either like Amy Schumer or like one of those funny chicks like that. Somewhere in that wheelhouse, they had a joke where like someone would send them a dick pic and they like, you know, Photoshop it and have it as like, you know, Godzilla. It's not Amy Schumer. Fucking, she has like a pixie cut now. Fuck. And I know none of you know who this is.
Who?
The fucking comedian. God damn it.
What are some of her other jokes?
You wouldn't know any of her jokes.
Oh my God, try me.
It's a lot of like fucking, you know, sex jokes. She has like a fucking Comedy Central special. It's like at the tip of my fucking tongue. And this is the worst. It's like when you know a fucking comedian. Oh, look at Goose. He's exploring his new cat tree.
I know. I love it.
Fucking. Let's see. Blonde comedian.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to fucking. She's hilarious. I'm like, I'm gonna kick myself when I like. No, like. It's on like the fucking tip of my tongue. It's like something sharp. I don't know. Blonde female comedian working today.
Just like look up the joke.
It will not work that like that. Another time. Fucking. It's her. You piece of shit. Like, why wouldn't you put her name? Not Whitney Cummings. Not Ali Wong. Not Amy Schumer. It's not Sarah Silverman. Not Two Dope Queens. Nikki Glaser. Thank you. The sharp came from glass. Nikki Glaser.
Yeah. No, that made perfect sense.
Oh, my God. That took way too much fucking time.
Nah, it's fine. You pulled that up from a deep trench.
You know. It was a long ass time ago. I listened to that. I'm pretty sure that's her joke though. But I'm like looking at like I built a shelf for the cats and I built a cat tree, and yeah, now the cats are using it.
The window shade's a little too low. He still has to crouch.
I don't care. Fuck him.
Penis.
So earlier this week. Actually, yesterday, as recording to this, you know, podcast.
Oh.
I rented a U-Haul on Friday, okay? You know, I got back home late, went home, grabbed Tron, rented a U-Haul, grabbed everything out of my storage unit. Tron was a fucking doubter. He is like, no way, I got it done.
I would have doubted too, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, shit, I forgot to fucking call him again. But yeah, so, there was a point towards the end. I'm like, oh, am I gonna get this done? I got it done.
Yeah.
And so I get back home, unload the entire fucking truck, and run out to Home Depot and grab like a few fucking big items that won't fit in the car.
And like the sun's set at this point, it's dark.
It's dark outside. And so I get back. I got like this adjustable table that we were talking about last episode. Actually, not even on the episode, just. A little after party thing that we do. That if this gets popular enough, I'll record that and put it on a Patreon or whatever. But so we're unloading this shit. We only have a few items, and this dude just comes sauntering into my backyard.
Like he appeared out of the abyss.
He's like, "Hey, you guys need any help?" And, you know, I'm sitting there, Tron's sitting
there. Like, we're in our backyard.
Yeah, like, on my property.
Yeah.
And...
Who was it?
Just some fucking...
fucking bum.
Just a fucking homeless dude.
And, like, he'd been, like, there, like, all day, like, sitting on the corner next to our house, like... Like...
Yeah, no, I'm like, I'm not gonna bug him, but I'm like, dude, you gotta go. And then he was like, hey, man, So, like, I have a friend that needs to use a U-Haul to move from one storage to another storage. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I have to return the U-Haul at 10. And in reality, I had to return at 8 o'clock the next morning, but I'm like, no. Yeah. And
fuck that.
Yeah, so I had Tron. I'm like, yo, Tron, after we leave, lock this fucking door.
Yeah, no, when we left, I saw him like walking towards the fence again, and I'm like, oh shit, I hope Tron gets there in time.
Yeah.
No, he like fucking went for it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know who this fucking guy is, but you know, homeless people are pieces of shit.
And then when we came back the final time, he had doubled. There was two of them.
Yeah, like he was like doing a drug deal or something outside my fucking house.
We don't have an HOA. High five.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people fucking race their goddamn motorcycles all up and down. I'm like,
well, why aren't you? You have motorcycles.
Because I don't have time. I literally worked 120 hours in the last 2 weeks, and every other fucking last second I had, you know, was spent fucking working on the house.
I hate being an essential worker.
I'm not even an essential worker. I'm just a
fucking
trucker.
You're a fucking trucker.
Ooh.
You are the definition
of
essential.
Yeah, no one treats me like I'm an essential. They treat me like I'm an asshole in their way.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of our way, fat. I'm like, all right. Like, I fantasize about, you know, just running people over sometimes. And I'm like, should I be a truck driver? Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I just hop on some GTA 5, hop in a truck, and just do everything I fucking fantasize about. I'm like, oh man, it's better than porn, you know.
Oh yeah, and when I was like parked on the side waiting for you to pull the moving truck out, he was like walking up to the car and was about to knock on my window.
That's when you just fucking, you know, brandish a gun.
Oh my god.
Just always have a gun.
No, I don't have a license. I can't carry it.
I don't have a license. You don't need one.
I'm so confused.
You don't?
Not out here.
What the fuck? Okay, well, either way, I don't want one.
That sucks. You probably need one in California.
No.
California's... What?
I mean, you need to go through a background check. You know, I would never...
For California?
I would
never...
No,
my brother had to go get his license when he went to get his guns.
Oh, that's stupid. Fuck California.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet California has some of the biggest fucking, you know, gun deaths in America.
Yeah.
It's,
well,
California.
Probably because the border's right there.
Like fucking hotel whatever. It's California.
Like hotel whatever? What? What are you talking about, hotel whatever?
I don't know the rest of the name.
Hotel Rwanda?
You know what I'm talking about.
No idea.
No, it's a song. It's like your favorite song.
Hotel California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I love that song.
That's literally what I was saying.
What?
What?
Yes.
You can check it. The song is about fucking heroin.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's California. You get heroin, yeah, and you get... Let's pretend it's not heroin.
Let's pretend it's not heroin?
Yeah. South California, North California. It is.
Fentanyl? It's not.
Yeah, man. Fentanyl's a tits. I love fentanyl.
Fentanyl's so bad.
Mm.
Yeah.
I have had the best trips on fentanyl.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. I get it through my job.
No. That's a bit... My wife's just high. She does not do fentanyl.
No, seriously, it's the best pain drug I've ever had. Like, fuck morphine and like, I've been on a bunch of different pain meds for all my fucking problems.
Yeah, a bunch of comedians just died from fucking fentanyl.
But it's good shit. I'm saying I get it.
And some other dude fucking died from fentanyl. That was kind of important.
If you die from fentanyl, you shouldn't be important. I'm sorry I said that. I feel really bad.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, Alex, you're so mean. That was mean of you.
If you die from fentanyl, you shouldn't be important. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, fucking important people shouldn't be doing drugs.
Exactly. I'm excluding marijuana from this, obvs.
But here's the thing. The most influential people in the world have all done drugs. Every one of them.
Yeah, I've done drugs.
Yeah.
You're not influential.
I've influenced your life.
Oh my god.
Yeah, barely. You're like
barely.
Barely.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right, maybe I should fucking get a job. Like, I could have been a homeless piece of shit fucking budging into people's backyards. I could have been that guy. I could have been like, hey, man, you need any help? I'll fucking take this U-Haul off your hands. Yeah, I mean, he like, wanted to fucking borrow the U-Haul. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You stupid fucking bum. Suck a dick and get the fuck out of here. You know,
poor guy.
No, not a poor guy. Like legitimately, yes, a poor guy, but not fucking, you know, no one should feel bad for homeless people, okay? Then that's really what it is. No one should ever feel bad for someone that's sitting there homeless. Like, oh no, let's give him money. Fuck these people, okay? They are, you know, just leeches on society. They don't fucking give anything to society. Even just having a job at Carl's Jr. There are fucking mothers out there that bust their asses day in and day out just to make sure their kids have food and a roof over their head every fucking day and make it work. And, you know,
like, 'cause, you know, God forbid she be paid a livable wage.
And $20 is enough to make them cry.
Yep.
If someone came up and they're like, here's $20, I'd be like, thanks. Cool. It's not changing my world. You know, like $50,000, you know, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, maybe like $400,000. I'm like, oh my God, this is life changing money.
But it's life changing money.
$400,000 is enough for me to pay off my house and do all the upgrades I want to do to my house. And that's pretty much it, you know. I would just pay that bitch off completely, be like, boom, done, paid for. And, you know, get my two-story garage and then invest. Two-story garage and invest the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, no one's going to give you that money.
Exactly. And this is what these fucking homeless pieces of shit want. They want someone to just give them. What are you doing? Get off my tits. God damn. You know,
my grandfather was homeless.
Did he get a house eventually?
I feel like everyone at one point was homeless during the Dust Bowl.
He died while being homeless?
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah.
He died behind Kmart. What?
I'm so sorry.
What, did he fall into a K-hole or something?
Oh my God. Do you remember when K-marts were a thing?
I remember one time
Oh my God, that's so long ago.
I slept the night in a Kmart parking lot and a police officer came and knocked on my window and he's like, you gotta get out of here.
At least you had a car. Wait, though.
Really?
Yep. I'm like, where's a shittier place than this to sleep? That I will not fucking get shot up in the middle of the night and then you'll have a million extra fucking paperwork things to do.
But you're in a car.
Yes. But people are really shitty.
I know, but that's a huge step between being homeless and having a car.
Not really.
Yep. No, I feel like at that point, you're like at a halfway point because now you're like a turtle. You take your shell everywhere with you. Or a snail.
Legitimately,
basically any crustacean.
I bought that car for $800.
Yeah, it was your first car. I was so fucking proud of you.
And if you have, you know,
still proud of you.
People that cannot save up $800 to buy a vehicle, I'm like, what are you doing with your life? If you, especially
a lot
if
of people can't,
especially if you're homeless and you don't have anything.
I know, but once you're there, it's so hard to get any kind of like monetary.
Legitimately, it's not. It was the easiest. Like, okay, I was homeless for about a year, okay? And in that year, never once was I hungry. because I, you know, used, you know, what I, you know, could figure out around me. I'm like, okay, let's go to these churches. Oh, look, the churches are giving out free food. Boom. I never once had to even use food stamps. So I just go to the church, get food for the fucking week. Yeah, no, it wasn't the best fucking food on the planet, but it kept me alive. And I'd get 3-liter bottles of, like, soda and, like, fill them up with water. And I was good. I can just go up to people's houses and be like, hey, can I use your hose? Just fill this up. And you know, as long as you didn't bug people, you were fine.
I am literally the only reason why you're not homeless.
Bye.
Yeah, because I wanted to fuck. No, seriously. Yeah, you know, I went to I was literally homeless going to college.
Yeah.
Because I could get, like, the fucking, you know, grants and all that dumb bullshit. I'm like, I live on the streets. I'm like, okay, yeah, you fucking qualify. I'm like, cool. Nice. Actually, I had to, like, go to my parents and be like, hey, you need to sign this shit saying that you're not going to give me any money for college. And they're like, okay, done. I'm like, cool. But.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that make you emancipated or no?
I was 18.
Oh, then yeah. Duh.
So, yeah, on my 18th birthday, I was homeless. So.
So, basically, he put in a job application because whenever it got to the round to the point of being like, hey, are you ever going to find a job? He would have proof he was trying to apply for a job, and he got the job.
Yeah, I applied once. And I just, like, went in and wasn't a total piece of shit, and I got the fucking job. And they're like, yeah, we'd love to. I'm like, you know, 3.5 years later, I'm like, all right, fuck this place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's Walmart.
See, so, I was an influence on your life.
No, I just, you know, I didn't want you nagging me. I was really hoping they wouldn't fucking hire me. But, you know.
This is totally funny.
Then I got a fucking place to live and shitty roommates, but whatever.
Mm, you and your hippie hair phase. It was great.
And now.
Oh my God, you were so skinny and like.
Because yeah, now I you're was like, fucking homeless. And yet you're so proud.
No, even after that, he still was really skinny.
It packed on quickly.
Like, I could get back into shape, but I'm not going to do that.
Well, no, you're a fucking trucker and you work 60 plus hours a week. When are you going to have time?
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember when I first started my job, like, they'd have, like, these health assessment bullshit things. And, like, I'd have to go in and, you know, have a conversation and have, like, a little meeting with, like, our health coach at work. And, you know, they'd be like, well, what you could do is you could, like, pack a set. I'm like, no. You're not a trucker. You've never been a trucker. You don't know any fucking real truckers. So shut the hell up until you have some experience. Because right now, everything you're saying is null and void. And you're a fucking retard in my eyes. Mm-hmm. And it's like anytime, you know.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't
eat a salad while you're driving.
It's like if I came up to Courtney, I'm like, Courtney, putting in a catheter isn't that hard. You know, it should be easy. It's just like,
God, you're hilarious.
But that's it exactly. I mean, like, imagine if someone came up and said some dumb shit like that to you.
It's not personal criticism, you know.
But usually it is.
With some doctors, yeah.
But I mean, like, with any, like, career field, like, you know, if I came up to you and said, actually, I know what's good for my cat. And it's like, all right, I don't know why you're here then.
Well, no, if that's their decision, that's their decision. And I tell them, yeah, you're doing a good job being a pet parent. We want to do this for your pet because your pet feels like this. And then they understand. They're like, oh, yeah. And for the ones who don't, it's like, cool. Take your cat. Hopefully it doesn't die. If it dies, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Aww.
I mean, that's really what it is. And, you know, anybody that hasn't done, you know, my career field, you know, fuck off.
I mean,
and I haven't done other people's career fields, so I don't say shit about it.
Like, the problem for me is that I'm educated enough that I do make my own medical decisions for my cats. And sometimes it's not what the doctor recommends. And when I don't take their suggestions, they get all like huffy puffy, like, oh my God. And I'm like, no. I make the medical decisions. This is my cat. This is different from me being your colleague. So, like, I understand how it feels on that opposite side. However, I'm educated and I know what I'm making a decision about, and they don't. And sometimes they seek out Dr. Google and get way too much bad information.
They're like sitting
Wait,
there.
Wait, really?
Like,
yes.
Like, we're going to neuter your cat. And they're like, you're not going to chop my cat's dick off. Well, first of all, your cat's a female. No, my cat's a boy.
It's actually, it's really hard to sex cats. They have very small genitalia.
Have you ever seen cat balls?
Yeah, I literally cut them out.
That's horrible.
You knew this.
That's the worst. Oh my goodness.
You knew this.
That's horrible.
I've literally sent you pictures
of cat balls.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't, but
no, I did.
I literally don't have any pictures of cat balls.
No, your brain immediately blocked it out.
I mean, I've seen videos of neuterings, and you know, it's like boop. Boop. I'm like, oh no,
it's exactly that.
That is horrible. That I feel so bad.
Sometimes the penis pops out while you're doing it, and it's like, ew.
I mean, like, for some reason, dogs have like red penises.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's just what their penis looks like.
I mean,
dude dicks look like raw chicken, so.
Yeah, I mean, I have like a white dude.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Because it's fucking true.
Like chicken necks.
It's fucking true. No, seriously.
What about black ones?
Black dicks look amazing. And here's the one thing that kind of annoys me is like when people go down and like get overly woke and like they just like praise black men just for being black. And they're like, I'm sorry that my great, 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 great grandpappy fucking, you know, enslaved your people. And it's like, dude.
Aww.
I'm from Ghana. Yeah, I was never a slave. It's like, oh, then, you know, maybe you don't get reparations. Yeah, I honestly, truly, deeply hate when people are just like, I want to be woke for the brownie points and the pats on the back I get for being woke.
Yeah, that's not what it's about.
I'm like, number one, just, you know, stop being a dick to black people. That's really what it comes down to.
It's not that hard.
Just you know, if you see someone, don't treat them like an animal. You know,
unless they're a furry.
There's only one type of person I treat like an animal, and that's people that know how to tie a bow tie.
I know how to tie a bow tie.
You're an animal.
You already knew this.
So I shove your head in a pillow while I fuck you from behind.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Courtney's like, oh my fuck. I have to be the first one to listen to the shit that comes out of Alex's face. This is horrible.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
He started off the podcast weird with some like penis bullshit and
penis.
The penis podcast.
Penis.
Oh my God.
Let's just spend like the rest of the fucking podcast just like, you know, renaming like movie titles with the word penis.
Okay, so someone who's read a very decent amount of smut books, it is super weird when they refer to a dick as a penis in the sex scenes. It's fucking weird.
It's clinical.
I know. Yeah. No, and it's like, ew, what the fuck? I mean, ew. I like my euphemisms. Can I have those back, please?
I mean, like, sometimes it's really bad, like when I even read someone referring to like a vagina as like a flower. I'm like, oh no,
yeah,
I hate that. Just even thinking about it was bad. Like, don't ever fucking do that, please. It is the worst. It makes you sound like a pedophile, honestly.
Rose petal doors.
Rose, ugh.
unless you're an artist, you know, and you're like the origin of the world, and it's like a pussy, and it's like, yeah. And like, this is a vagina. This is crude. And it's like, no, it's a flower. And it's like, then it's okay. But other than that.
Oh my God. I got an earring. I got a pair of earrings.
That look like vaginas?
And then everyone said, it looks like a vagina. Seriously.
What were they supposed to be?
And I really liked them. And then like, I couldn't unsee them after that. And it was just so annoying. It's like, really? You guys had to ruin that for me?
Yeah,
they
of course.
Had to ruin it.
Thank God for whoever these people are. They're saints doing my work. Oh, yeah. Did you see, like, this dumb Florida chick that got killed by her boyfriend?
Who dat?
Gabby Petito or whatever.
Yeah, oh. Gabby Petito, like, and...
Okay, so someone who did not look into this at all, like, I've just heard facts from people around me, I thought this was a small child who died under a bridge.
So, like, no. I learned about it from my buddy Jason, like... he just got back from vacation and he's like, oh man, you know, did you hear about that girl? I'm like, what girl? He's like, some Florida chick. I'm like, I hope she died. I honestly hope she fucking died because she's a piece of shit Florida girl that is out of her fucking state. Fuck her. He's like, actually she did die. I'm like, good. Fuck her. Like, hopefully like she like got killed by her husband. And he's like, boyfriend. I'm like, even better.
Oh my
That's
God.
What you get. That's what you deserve. To leave the state with your boyfriend, another Floridian, and go on a van trip with him? Yeah. No, I hope whatever his fucking name is, Laundry or whatever. What are you looking for?
My phone.
It's probably...
No, it's my iPad.
I'm like, I hope he like gets... Like, walks free. I hope, like, they O.J. Simpson his ass. Like, if the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
Oh, my God.
What?
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, they got his ass on, like, bank fraud charges.
Yeah, good.
But I hope they don't get him for the murder charge. I hope they're like, you know what? That's fine. Like, I watched, like, the dash cam footage of that shit. Yeah, Mochi, step on it. You're fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's just like some fucking dumb 22-year-old broad that's just like, yeah, my chakras or whatever is just out of line and I have OCD. I'm like, fuck off. I honestly...
Do you honestly know anything about her, though?
Nope, she sounds annoying and she's 22. So,
oh my God,
she got
with no.
She...
So what happened was, so they were gonna go on a road trip, and I think he was a control freak. And what happened was, when her her travel vlog or whatever was actually getting attention and stuff, it took her attention away from him, and he got jealous, and that's why he killed her.
Men are shit.
Yeah.
Or she was just being annoying. Maybe she was just being an annoying 22-year-old.
There is no excuse to kill someone for
yes. The, oh, reason. There's plenty of reasons.
Okay, if they're committing a crime, duh. But like
the man that killed Hitler died on the same day.
Well, yes.
Wait, really?
Yep.
You didn't know that?
No, I've been kind of.
She's like, I have to catch up on the news.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like 80 years behind.
My grandpa fought in all three wars.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, he was old.
Air Force.
Yeah.
He was like a baby, like fighting in the First World War. Like, take that. And like throws.
No, he went into the Air Force at 13.
Throws his binky at like a dude.
Wait, really?
Yeah, so he went to the Air Force and he ended up in Alaska for 5 years. And so he came back and met my grandma's sister and he had a crush on her. But when he came over to the house, he met my grandma and he liked her way better. And so
Damn, your grandma cock blocked.
She did. My grandma was a hot piece of ass. Like, I've seen pictures of her when she was young. Like, damn, grandma.
You never look at your family member when they are younger. Because, you know, if you're like, oh, man. No,
she gave me this nice waistline.
It's like, I want to fuck.
And no butt.
See, like, my mom, when she was younger, I'd have to say, shit, what would that be, like, 15 years ago? God damn, how old are my brothers? Like, 16?
No. I thought Teddy just turned 18.
Well, Anthony would be 16. So I'd say... Mm-hmm. I'd say 18 years ago, my mom looked exactly like me without a beard.
I saw that.
You saw a fucking picture, right?
And as someone who really can't memorize faces, even I saw the similarities.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, mom, you're me.
Yeah.
You just, you know, grew bigger tits and, you know. Stop that.
I haven't seen a picture of your mom.
Are you my friend on Facebook?
Yeah, I don't look on Facebook, Sally.
I mean, I use it for the marketplace.
Well, crap! Now I really need my phone.
Yeah, I basically do too.
Here,
I'll show my family.
I'll show Courtney a fucking picture. Like my wife's like, I need to see it.
No. And for the record, your mom likes me more than she likes you.
Good.
Yeah. I think that's the way it's supposed to be, Alex.
I'm so spoiled.
Oh, fuck. Never mind. I'm like trying to show the camera and I'm like, it's like hella far away.
Just screenshot it. Ugh.
That was for you.
Here, well, let me... I mean, I can, but to save that to the phone... Welcome to the world.
A penis.
Of peanuts.
Excuse me.
Photos.
A penis. I actually still have like a few of your dick pics.
Do you want me to send you more?
So I have like two nice ones and I have two very unflattering ones. The best and the worst. Sometimes when I'm like really irritated to you, I go look at the bad ones. And I'm like, yeah, he took these.
Ugh. Can't believe you look at the bad ones.
Why would you?
He sent me some pretty bad ones, but he also sent some really nice ones. Being long distance took work.
I mean, it was. Yeah. There we go. Let's We have to, like, move it to an album there to camera.
Wait, what?
There we go.
You can't just text it to her?
No, I'm not going to text it to her. I'm just going to share the screen share.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know. I'm doing it the fucking most ass-backwards way.
No, you're doing it so she can't keep it.
Share screen.
That's actually pretty funny. It truly is. Oh, I can't see it. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I know, right? And, like, look at him. He looks so different.
Ugh. Yeah, like, yeah. There's my mom still fucking carrying, like, a mucus-covered my brother Teddy.
Crotch Goblin.
I'm like, oh, my God. She's, like, she's smiling. I'm like, oh, no. And she got, like, a stork to put in front of the house.
Yeah.
Like, is that you?
Yeah, isn't it?
That's me, and that's my mom.
Oh my God, you look so different.
I know, right?
You look like a true Mexican.
Yeah. I know, right?
Now you just look like a white boy.
Okay, no, okay, we're gonna stop this shit.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Look at how white you are.
Oh my God, you have seen a backwards hat. That
just to let you know.
Okay, look at this. Look at how fucking dark it is.
Ah, so sexy.
Yeah, just your arms. You have farmer's tan.
So, like No, if he exposes himself to the sun, he will go back to being a dark brown. But since he doesn't ask his body to maintain a darker skin, it doesn't bother putting out the extra melanin.
Okay, I will work outside without a shirt on. Will that make you fucking happy?
That'll make me so happy. Can I watch? I mean, see, like, the sweat droplets, like, drip down your back. Like,
Oh, no. Like, are you kidding? Sweat droplets?
I've read a lot of smut. Okay. It's a thing for some reason.
Like what are you going to do? Like, oh, man. Like, my husband's all covered in sawdust. Ugh. And then come out there and, like, suck my dick? No.
I'm not sucking your dick when you're around sawdust.
You're like, achoo.
And no,
like,
no one would.
You like, sneeze on my dick and, like, bite it off. Bite off my penis. Back to the penis podcast. I mean, I should just, like, create a podcast called The Penis Podcast, and that's all we talk about every fucking episode. Like, all right, this episode we're going to talk about black penis. And just, like, find people that are, like, really like black penis. We just, like, stare at black penis, like, the entire episode. Like, oh, like, rank black penis. And it's like, okay, this episode we're doing Asian penis. And we just, like, rank Asian penis, like, the entire time.
Oh, then, I'm assuming guys rank penises kind of different from how women rank penises.
We rank it on size.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, yeah, we definitely do it different.
I mean, like, if it's, like, if it has, like, a weird crooked angle.
Ew.
If it, like, does, like, a 90-degree angle, like, you know, halfway through the cock. It's like, dude, what the fuck is going on? How do you fuck with that dick? This is such a weird, no, fuck you. You freak. And, and like, or if it, like, you know, does something weird, like the pee holes in, like, a weird spot or something. Yeah, I've seen, like, pee holes, like, on the bottom of, like, a like, just weird locations. I'm like, not everyone has a porn-esque dick. Sorry, guys.
Oh my god. Porn dicks are fake.
Porn dicks are very real. I love porn dicks.
Sure.
No. Porn dicks are the best.
No, they're not real.
Porn porn tits are not real. Porn vaginas are very real.
Well, yeah.
I'm like,
there's not much you can do to fix that thing up.
I mean, you just tighten it up and just, like, give it a husband stitch. Just
A husband stitch.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so sometimes after, like, being pregnant and labor and all that stuff, like, your vagina, well, it goes back to normal, but your pelvic floor is severely weakened, and so that does start to interfere with sex and stuff. And so a so-called husband stitch is where they go in and they repair your pelvic floor. They're not, like, cinching up the vagina or whatever. That's a complete myth. They're helping the muscles go back into the normal place.
They're adding an extra stitch to make the pussy a little bit tighter, and it's excellent. It, like, men have never created something better.
So was there a difference in my vagina before and after my hysterectomy?
Yeah, of course.
How is it different?
Your fucking IUD wasn't poking my dick no more.
Wait, your IUD poked your dick?
Yes, the IUD. Okay.
Okay, my vagina was okay. My uterus was not in the normal position, which is how this was possible.
Okay, no, everyone that I've ever talked to about this, every man, you know, that has fucked a pussy with an IUD and it's like been like, yep, I feel the exact same thing. I'm poking her fucking IUD with the tip of my dick. I'm like, right? And like, everyone's,
oh,
like,
my god. And that's, like, really horrible for you, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it better than the condoms?
It is, okay, as someone who's allergic to latex, it is so much better than condoms.
I mean, yeah, I'd rather fucking dump a load in.
No,
fucking...
seriously, it was like pull-up method because fucking latex. Like, non-latex condoms were, like, not even a thing for, like, forever. And also, my uterus was not in the right place in my body. So, chances of pregnancy were low.
They, like, pulled it out of her right tit. I'm like, what the fuck is it doing up here?
Why?
And, like, the baby had, like, been born out of your nipple.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. My uterus was fucked up.
Mine appeared normal. I shouldn't even have done the stupid ultrasound.
No, you ruled out shit. Okay, so getting a test done and having normal results is the best test. That's what you want really? When you get test done. You want normal results. You don't want to be special on a test.
You don't. My mom always said I was special. She said, "Alex, you are a special boy."
Because, like, if you didn't do the ultrasound, they would have been like, "Okay, cool. Well, you might have had fibrosis. You might have this. You might have that. We won't know until we go look at the structure."
Huh.
Well, yeah. Good news, Courtney. You have a regular ass pussy, and you should just like sell your virginity for like $40,000 on eBay. And then just like put a blood capsule and just like refresh it every single fucking time.
What?
Have you not heard of like that one chick that sold her virginity on like eBay or something?
I've heard of some.
Yeah, no, it was like this Asian chick or whatever, and she like fucking sold her fucking virginity.
Like she sold her hymen?
No, like, yeah. Like the first time you get fucked, she sold that experience.
She sold it?
Sold it. Oh. And so the dude gets to fuck her for the first time, break her hymen, do all that fucking fun shit, and, you know, got like 40 G's off of it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, 40 racks? Hell fucking yeah. I can guarantee you if like most men get to 25 and can like start life over as like a woman, like that's how like the biggest whores are born. It's like,
why is it wrong if women want to have sex and have sex as much as men do? Why is that wrong?
Oh, it's not. Yeah. But, you know, God bless these fucking women out there that are willing to show their pussies to these men, and God bless the men that, you know, asked to, like, you know, like, imagine, like, the first dude that came up with a strip club. It's mm-hmm. like, all right, women, you get to dance.
I'm pretty sure a woman invented that.
A woman invented the brothel. That's where the madame of the house came from. The madam.
Brothels are surprisingly intricate.
Yeah.
And they served an important purpose in colonization of the West.
Okay. The women that worked brothels in the expansion into the West
were fucking dynamite.
These women. Bamfs. No, like it's more than that. Because number one, these men would come in with, you know, a dusty, disgusting old fucking cock, and they're like, "Would you like to take a bath first, sir?" You know, and they're like, "No, I'm just here to fuck." And like, she'd have to just spread her legs and like have that dusty cock just, and she's like, "Oh fuck, it's like sandpaper."
How is it dusty?
Because they're in the Wild West.
But isn't he sweaty? So isn't it more like
it doesn't mud? Matter. It doesn't matter.
Like desiccated.
He's trying to make a joke and you're ruining it.
You're ruining it. Okay, they have dirty dicks and they're out there fucking these women. And these women are just taking it over and over to the point where they can build schools and hospitals and shit that is actually needed.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? That's wild.
The West was wild.
The Wild Wild West. A place that's untouchable. Like underage breast.
I'm not gonna lie, I first thought of chickens.
Chicken breasts, like, yeah. Underage chicken breasts. You can't touch them.
No, I was thinking of like underage, like they tried to like dry age the chicken and it hadn't aged long enough. Like that's where my brain first went.
No. I'm talking about Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Yeah, I mean,
he didn't.
Okay, even if it came out that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered,
it won't change a thing.
Doesn't change a fucking thing.
The tracks have been covered.
And one less pedophile is out there.
Which is not good enough.
I mean, it's a start.
It's not good enough. That's what I'm saying. I appreciate a start, but that needs to step the fuck up.
Well, I mean, for people that can get people murdered in prison, even if you you know, found out 100% that they were a pedophile, what are you going to do about it? Call the cops?
Okay, no. If I was in a situation where I was able to murder everybody in a sequential order, the first people I would murder would be pedos.
I mean, like, that's pretty
universal. Next, I'd murder white people.
But, like, imagine this. Imagine you find out that the president of the United States was a pedophile. Who are you going to call?
The Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly. you're fucking shit out of luck here. Because there's no one you can call. Police officers, can you go arrest the president of the United States of America?
No, they're busy covering up other pedos.
Not really.
I refuse to believe in any good.
I mean, you know, people that are doing life in prison that get their chance and kill a pedophile, I believe that they should get, like, you know, 25 years knocked off their sentence.
I feel like if someone's sentenced for life, you might as well just kill them. Like, you know,
right?
Like, no. They're just taking up space in a fucking prison. Our prison system does nothing to actually address the problem and help people who get out of prison support them.
Honestly, these guys that are doing life in prison are out there killing pedophiles.
I know.
And killing fucking really vile fucking people. And I'm like, you know what? They do serve a purpose. Like, I used to think like that, but I'm like, yeah, they're out there killing pedophiles. You know.
No, this is why we need to bring back capital punishment.
I honestly think it should just be a coliseum. I honestly think...
Yes!
I would fucking watch that shit. I'd watch, you know, violent fucking cage matches where they fucking beat each other to death.
I want to see someone taken down by a hippo.
You've never seen that?
No, I want to see it in life, not on a fucking video.
Okay, I'm like... No. I'll pull up a fucking video of, like, a deer getting, you know, thrashed by a hippo and then thrown a bunch of hyenas.
Oh, hippos are fucking... Did you know hippos are actually, like, closest related to pigs?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a hippo, like, defend its territory by shitting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It turns its tail into a propeller and shits everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Male camels?
The grossest thing ever.
Okay, no. Grossest thing ever is that giraffes, like male giraffes, like walk up to girls and they like hit them in the, like their lower abdomen to make them pee, and then they like taste the pee to see if they're in heat or not. They can't just walk up and be like, "Hey, bitch, you want to fuck?" They're like, "No, we're gonna punch you in your abdomen. We're gonna make you pee, and then we're gonna lick your pee." Oh, and male goats urinate on themselves to make them attractive to females.
I mean, that giraffe fact is pretty fucking fire.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, it, you know, if you're willing to, like, drink a girl's pee, just go for it.
I've,
like,
drunk cow pee.
Golden shower.
You know, it's like...
It's already a thing. You act like it hasn't been a thing.
I mean, oh, my God, that scene from, like, Bad Bosses or whatever.
Have you seen that video of, like, that guy that, like, takes a vomit shower?
I didn't need to know that.
It's like this African guy.
I didn't need to know that.
And he's like, he like walks up.
I'm not okay now.
And he like regurgitates like water into his hands and like wipes his face.
Oh.
And he regurgitates more water and like wipes like his arms. Like regurgitates more water and like wipes his legs.
So I imagine someone in a shower store and someone was actively vomiting onto them.
No, it's a dude. Like, and it's pretty clear vomit, but like, dude, that came from your stomach.
Yeah,
like that's not good for you.
I mean, it is like one of the strongest acids in the entire fucking world, but the water is diluted it immensely.
So yeah, I mean, but yeah, you know, people see it and like, what the fuck, you know.
But you're also reintroducing your own gut flora back onto your skin, which is like, arguably, like not a bad idea.
Yeah, whatever.
Not the best way to go about it, but.
Oh no, we only have like another 7 minutes left.
Oh no, I could pee really? Now, you know.
What? Yeah, dude, don't pee on me.
Well, no, I'm saying I'm aware. You don't need to list the minutes to me.
Well, I mean, I have to like kind of lean up because like right now I'm like laying on my bed and my wife's feeling my titties. But yeah, let's spend like the last little bit like renaming movies with a penis in the title. You know, A Few Good Penis.
The Lord of the Penis.
The Lord of the Flies. Lord of the Penis.
An ocean of penis.
the big penis fight. Like right now I have like Netflix in the background.
Free penis.
The forbidden penis.
Crouching tiny, crouching tiger, hidden penis.
The dark penis.
The dark penis rises.
The penis feast.
The great penis baking show.
God.
Penis chef or master penis.
Master penis. Master
penis. Jail penis, New Orleans.
Gordon penis.
Gordon penis. Penis Ramsey.
Yep.
You fucking donut. You're the dumbest penis I've ever fucking seen.
The penis of destiny.
Yeah.
The pick of destiny. Yep. Tenacious D. The penis of destiny.
The never-ending penis.
What?
The longest penis. The never-ending story. The longest penis.
That movie was actually really traumatizing for me.
Why?
Because the horse almost died.
Hmm.
And they made it seem like the horse did die, and I was really upset about that. I'm not okay when animals die in movies.
Penis Labyrinth.
I know.
Ah, that's a good one.
Just like, you know, like the dude with like the hand eyes, you know, comes up, but it has like two penises instead. He's like, ah, I can't see anything. I'm blind. He just has like penises in his hands.
The Age of the Penis.
Miss Penis.
What, Miss Congeniality?
Penis Congeniality. Yep.
I'm like, it could be either Miss Doubtfire or Miss Congeniality.
Pride and Penis.
The color. Oh, the color penis.
Penis and Prejudice. That's
funny. The Princess Penis.
Look, I
want. Dang it.
Big Penis.
The Sleeping Penis. A sleeping penis.
The iron penis.
Thor penis.
Penis Ragnarok. Penis Ragnarok.
The penis Avengers.
The penis Avengers.
Peter penis.
Penises assemble. It's like, oh no.
Oh my god.
The penises are coming for us. We've done something really bad.
The penis from outer space.
My favorite penis.
Marley and penis.
No! The penis started
penis at
the
end. Penis stocking. What?
Anne of Green Penis.
I was trying to remember that, but I was coming up with another book called Anne Between States, and I was so mad.
Anne of Green Penis. Anne of Green Penis. Anne of Green Gables.
Yep.
The penis got drunk on dandelion wine or whatever.
Yep.
Oliver penis. Please, sir, I want some more.
Oh my god.
Please, sir, I'd like some more penis.
That was actually pretty funny, Alan. let's see. I forgot three penis.
The seven deadly penises.
Oh my god.
The secret of Penis Island.
Hurt penis.
Captain penis.
The mysterious penis.
Captain Jack penis. The pirates of the penis.
Those who dwell in the penis.
Die in the penis.
I hope someone got that because I'm not explaining it to penis either of
club.
You.
Penis Club.
First rule about Penis Club.
Don't talk about Penis Club. Don't ever talk about it.
Okay, you know what? You know what? You know what happened today, guys?
Penis?
What? No, I lost the fucking game.
The game of penis?
What game?
Oh my god, I'm so mad.
The penis game. You know.
I hope some listener who heard this also loses the game because fuck everyone who doesn't know what I just said.
What game?
I can't tell you, Courtney. It's secret code.
Courtney, did you ever play the penis game where, like, one...
Penisopoly.
Where, like, one friend would say penis, and, like, another guy would be, like, just have to say it louder, and you'd have to keep on going louder and louder until someone chickened out. but like whenever guys would say it, like someone would have to just come stop us because it just turned into two boys in the middle of the play yard screaming penis at the
top.
That's
amazing.
Penis! Penis!
I'm assuming you won.
Every time. You know, because people would be like, hey, you want to play the penis game? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, we can play the penis game and cock chicken at the same time. And cock chicken is really cute. You like put your hand on like the thigh God. And like move closer until you're like fucking each other in the ass at the same time. Oh, my poor wife. She's like,
I have one beer too. Like, that's sitting on me.
No shit with you. We're already at time. Thank you so much for listening. Definitely check out my more popular podcast, Argue This.
What? Hello?
Can you hear me? You froze.
What happened?
You're frozen. Oh, no. Courtney. Courtney froze.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, you froze there for a second.
Why? Maybe it's because my... Uh-oh.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. They have
okay, I can hear you.
Well, that's all that matters. I'm drinking my horchata. My horchata.
Your horchata.
But definitely go and check out my more popular podcast, Argue This with Tron. I'm a Republican. He is a liberal. And we argue shit. We're the best of friends, but we see shit very differently. I don't think homeless people are people, especially after the shit that happened. And, you know, he still does for whatever fucking reason. So, yeah, check that out. Baroka Boys is on hiatus till further notice. Because I just don't have time to do three podcasts, even though I don't actually prep for this one. I like to pretend like it's hard work. I like to pretend like I prepared for it. I'm like, I'm just like pulling shit out of my pockets. I'm like using like receipt paper. I'm like, and Lowe's is cool.
Oh my God.
But thank
you. Why?
Lowe's is awesome. Trust me.
Sure.
If you ever get a husband, you know, you're definitely going to have to bring him on the podcast.
Oh, God. That just makes me not ever want to bring him on the podcast.
Oh, we're going to bring him on. I'll personally invite him. I'll be like, hey, I'll send him his own invite link. I'll be like, hey, what do you think about my titties? Do you think my titties are good?
God.
Your titties are not good.
Oh, no.
No.
They're not big enough to titty fuck, so they're meaningless.
You don't have a penis. Why do you care if you can titty fuck me? You don't even have a dick.
She can always get a strap on, Alex.
I have so many fucking cocks in this house. I have Dick Rambone somewhere.
Where is Dick Rambone?
He's in a box somewhere, I'm sure.
Can we put him on display in the living room?
No.
Why not?
Because
we can put it away when Ray comes.
No, you have to fucking bleep that now. Jesus.
Oh shit, sorry.
Yeah.
So I don't have an argument for why we can't put it on display. Like in a glass case with like glowing lights. Maybe some fanfare music in the background.
Yeah, whatever. So thank y'all for listening. Bye.
Penises.
Bye.